when I was little, I used to adore gold. It was something special. You know, so like in the Incas or the Mayans, they say gold was the sweat from the sun or tears, you know, and so gold always been special.
Hello and welcome to Planet Money. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Jacob Goldstein. Today is Friday, October 15th, and that was Mr. T you heard at the top. He's Planet Money's new investment advisor.
Today we begin a new series. We take the money that remains from our toxic asset adventure, and we buy the stuff that Mr. T always has around his neck, the stuff that people have worn and used as money for thousands of years, the stuff that is now selling at a new high, gold.
But first, our Planet Money indicator from me, Jacob Goldstein. Today's Planet Money indicator is 2%. Ben Bernanke said in a big speech today that the Fed thinks inflation should be somewhere around 2%.
You know, Jacob, I think since you're hosting and giving the indicator, you should go interview yourself.
It makes me a little bit nervous, but I want to be a good sport here. Let me give it a shot. So, okay, Jacob, you said that Bernanke says the inflation should be around 2%. Where's inflation? I think you know the answer to that. Just today, we got the latest inflation numbers, and they showed that inflation is still really low. It's about 1% over the past year, which, of course, is dangerously close to deflation territory.
All right. Very nice. And deflation means that stuff is getting cheaper, which is bad for the economy because it means people say, I'm not going to buy that today because it's going to be cheaper tomorrow or next month or next year. And that's what happened during the Great Depression.
So we're seeing the super low inflation now. At the same time, unemployment obviously is still really high. And if we step back and remember, the Fed's two main jobs, one, keep unemployment low, two, keep prices stable. So if you're the Fed, you're pretty nervous right now. And
Because you're failing on both.
You're basically, well, you're definitely failing on unemployment, and they're getting nervous about price stability, right? I mean, prices in fact are stable, but they actually want inflation to be a little bit higher, which feels safer to them.
Right.
Obviously, they want unemployment to be lower. So it's very likely, the Fed has been giving us all these signs recently, that they're going to launch another round of what's called quantitative easing. We've talked about this before. That's when the Fed basically creates a bunch of money out of thin air and goes out and buys bonds.
All right. That's great. So on to today's show. For new listeners, a quick summary about why we're talking about gold. Earlier this year, we decided that a nice way to understand the economy was to participate in it. So we took $1,000 from our own pockets and we bought what, during the housing boom, had been the it investment, a mortgage-backed security. Of course, by the time we bought it, they were called toxic assets. And you, our listeners, named ours Toxy.
Even though we got Toxy for what seemed like a really good price, we still lost half our money. We put up $1,000. We wound up with $449.06. Let's play the tape of the end of Toxy here.
Previously on Planet Money.
So this is it. This is what Toxy has come down to.
Oh, no. Wait here.
And, he brings out the change.
Here you go.
This is so depressing.
That's it.
So I've been sitting here lurking. You know, I wasn't here yet when you guys did this, so I didn't have a chance to get in on this. So look, I have a proposition, basically. I want you to take that money right now, put it in my hand, because I have what for all of history has been the very definition of a sound investment. Gold.
Gold?
One word.
So gold is at incredibly unusually high rates right now. What likelihood is there that it will increase above these incredibly high bubble-like rates? Or are we going to be sitting in this studio 8 months from now?
With $60.
With $60 or $30.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, that's what me and Kestenbaum want to figure out.
So back when we were talking about that, Adam was looking at this chart showing the price of gold. And I'll link to that from the blog because it's really pretty astounding. You know, in the past few years, David, the price of gold has basically doubled. But it's not shooting straight up. It's just going up and up and up and up. Really, since 2002, it's been rising.
I don't know, man. To me, it looks like a bubble. It looks like, you know, it looks like one side of a mountain. A mountain we're climbing up and, you know, it feels like there's got to be some other side you're going to slide down. In fact, to me, the shape of this thing, doing very complex economic analysis here, it looks very familiar, right? It looks like the housing prices at the beginning of the bubble.
And one of the questions we want to explore with this project is this a bubble or is it some new kind of normal? And can you even know if you're in a bubble before a bubble pops?
So, Jacob, we head out to the center of gold activity in New York City, the Diamond District. In my backpack, I have what is left over from our toxic asset adventure, $449.06 in a mason jar. I also have a copy of the Wall Street Journal. Front page story, gold vaults to new high.
That's a pun, of course, although I have to say it took me like 4 days to figure that out.
Me too. We talked on the way.
So have you always wanted to buy gold? When I was like, eight, that was the last big gold peak. I remember my dad took me to the bank with him, and he opened the safe deposit box, and he had a Krugerrand.
One of the South African coins?
South African gold coin. It would be too much to say I've always wanted to buy gold, but I want to buy gold now. I want to get in on the action.
We buy gold, diamonds.
We buy gold, diamonds, silver, platinum, and watches. We buy.
Here we are, 47th Street.
It's like we just hit the Vegas Strip or something. Like, I'm ready for action. You know, I feel like we're going to walk into a casino right now.
Jacob, can I point out something I hear in your voice there? I hear a drug. Like, I hear euphoria. I hear the bubble talking.
Feels good.
Buy gold, diamond, watch, silver, buy, go pride, today, go.
So we walk into this place that we found listed on the U.S. Mint website.
And don't think of it like a regular store. Think of it like a busy food court or something where there's stall after stall of guys. They're selling jewelry and gold. There's this one stall that has two guys and a piece of computer paper taped to the wall. The paper says Gold Standard, which is the name of this business.
The guy who runs the business is Hank Mendelson, and he's been here since the 1970s. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys today?
We're very excited. Very excited to get in on the way up.
Hank tells us he got his start in what you might call the scrap business.
He used to go to dentist's office and buy up teeth that had been pulled and that had gold fillings in them. He doesn't do teeth anymore, and with the gold frenzy going on, he is totally crazy busy. I came by one day after work, and he was just surrounded by boxes of jewelry and goblets and stuff people had brought in, and he was just totally fried.
He says one time recently a hedge fund wired him hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy gold and sent an armored car to come pick it up.
We ask Hank to show us some gold, and he sticks his head in this gigantic safe behind the counter. He comes out with a bar of gold. It's about the size of a chocolate bar, but way heavier.
Whoa. Don't drop it. I put a 100-ounce silver bar through the glass. Once.
That's what, 2 pounds or something, right?
2.2 pounds.
How much would it cost for us to buy this now?
$42,000.
$42,000, clearly out of the Planet Money price range. Then Hank pulls out this big coin. It's an ounce of gold. That's still too expensive, so Hank starts digging around under the counter for something smaller.
That's a half. That's not going to work. Let me give you a beauty.
Smaller?
I'll give you a beauty. It's a little bigger than a nickel.
I wouldn't call it heavy. Heavy is not the right word to describe this coin. It's pretty. It's very shiny. Like if I were a bird and I like to put shiny things in my nest, I would take this coin.
That's your coin if you want it. You got to give me $419.
We take out our jar of bills and change.
I count out what seems like a lot of 20s.
30, 200, 20, 40, 60. $420.
So, Jacob, for me, this is a slightly uneasy moment. I'm kind of like, that's a lot of dollars. I mean, I could buy lunch for 60 days with that. And all we're getting is this little piece of metal. Why is that the right price? I mean, it's hard to know if this is a bubble without knowing what the right price for gold should be. And we talked about this. Why does gold have value? Gold's not food. It's not like you can use it to fuel your car.
Why is gold worth anything?
I asked myself the same question. I had a talk with my brother this morning. He says, money is worthless. They're printing trillions and trillions of dollars, the governments, and it's worthless. I said, what makes you think gold is worth? What is gold? What do you do with gold? I think about it all the time.
So it's a little bit disconcerting that this question is coming from the guy who just took all our money and sold us gold.
And he says he has no idea.
No idea. He thinks about it all the time. That is not comforting to me.
All right. So we've bought our gold, and the action on the street there was fun. But we wanted to talk to a serious investor to try and figure out why the price of gold has gone up so much.
Clearly, there's a lot of smart money betting on gold right now. George Soros' hedge fund is really big in gold, and some of the guys who got rich betting against the housing market are now betting on gold.
So we found a guy who has a lot of money invested in gold. His name is Dennis Gartman. He's been in the business for 35 years. He manages $500 million in investments, $25 million in gold. So that means he has like 60,000 of our little coins.
This guy could basically take a bath in our coins.
It's like Scrooge McDuck. Gartman says one reason people buy gold is just that it's been around forever.
Over time, you know, you always hear the ideas that, well, 1 ounce of gold has always bought a man's suit through history, and I guess that might hold. But for whatever reason, and don't ask me why, I haven't the faintest idea why it works this way, through history, man seems to treasure gold.
Since the beginning of recorded history, gold has been valuable. Until pretty recently, 1971, the U.S. was on the gold standard, meaning every dollar was backed by gold.
But it's not just history. Gartman says people are also losing faith in currencies. That sounds a lot like something this big hedge fund guy said recently. He said, I wanted to bet against the dollar, but then I thought, where am I going to put my money? I don't want to put it in the euro. I don't want to put it in the yen. That leaves me with gold.
And one worry is just inflation. You know, like you said in the indicator, the Fed is likely to create a bunch more dollars out of thin air, and that means existing dollars will be worth less than they are now.
Gartman also talked about this idea of competitive devaluation. This is a phrase we've been hearing a lot in the news lately. It's basically the idea that countries are fighting to make their currencies worth less. It sounds sort of upside down, but it makes sense because if your currency is worth less, it makes your exports cheaper. That's good for your economy. This is what China is being accused of all the time. And the sort of global fear is that countries are going to get into this race where each one is trying to devalue its currency relative to all the others. You lower yours, I'm going to lower mine.
And if the world is in the mindset of devaluing everyone's currency against everyone else, then what's left? And what's left tends to be gold.
But Jacob, none of these reasons is why Gartman is buying gold. He's not worried about competitive devaluation. He's not worried about inflation. The reason he's buying gold is because everyone else is.
What one learns as a portfolio manager is that oftentimes momentum is the only thing that we pay much attention to. And right now, as I like to say, the trend of gold is to move from the lower left to the upper right on the charts, and it shall continue to do so. You can write this down until it stops.
That is not reassuring to me. His argument is basically it's going up because it's going up.
Look, Kestenbaum, it's gold. If everybody believes it's valuable, if everybody acts on that belief and buys gold, which obviously they are doing, then gold is valuable. I mean, Gartman's point is don't think of gold like a business or like a stock or a bond. Don't try and calculate the returns you could get on it.
Don't try to make sense of gold. It's a psychology. It's gold. It's not Microsoft as a functioning business. Don't try to think of gold in those manners. You will drive yourself crazy.
So when I'm looking at this gold coin I'm holding here, when I look at this, I should think this is like...
an idea. You're holding an idea.
That's perfect. Gold is nothing more than an idea. Perfect. Perfect.
Do you ever worry that the world will say, oh, it's just a metal. This is crazy. I'm going to go buy food or stocks or something else. And it goes down to like $10 for this coin instead of $400. What if it's happening right now?
Well, it's not. I can tell you right now, I'm going to look at my BlackBerry and I can tell you that when I awoke this morning, it was trading $13.47. It's now trading $13.5960 as we write. We're up.
We're making money.
So, I'm wrong. It's actually gone up in the last few minutes dramatically. It's now $13.67. That's a new all-time high.
I should just mention in passing here that Gartman mentioned one sign of a gold bubble when two NPR reporters call up and say, we're buying gold.
Before we go, I do want to point out one other thing, which is that if you look at that chart showing the price of gold, if you correct for inflation, this is not actually an all-time high, as Gartman said. Back in 1980, if you look in today's dollars, the price of gold briefly shot up to over $2,000 an ounce, after which it plunged in just a couple months.
Four words. This time is different.
The river of doubt gave birth to a beautiful stone. In my hand I held it, and I knew I was on my own. So I picked it up, and I held it to the sky.
We are going to sell our gold in exactly 6 months. Along the way, before then, we will be bringing you a bunch of stories about gold, about the nature of money, and about bubbles.
Let us know what you think of our latest investment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/planetmoney, or leave a note on our blog at npr.org/money.
I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Jacob Goldstein. Thanks for listening.
I asked her for a lock, and she complied. After leaving gorgeous footsteps in the sand, as if she didn't care. Well, she was the prettiest girl I ever saw, and the stone lay still.